Coming up, the Economic Club of Detroit, March 22nd, a very special guest with a title of his presentation, Accomplishing the Mission, Bringing New Partners to the Fight to Counter Evolving Threats. Well, we are talking about the director of the FBI. Christopher Wray became the eighth director on August 2nd, 2017, and continues in that position. I'm sure he's looking forward to coming to Detroit, and we're thrilled to have him here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Good morning, Director Wray.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be with you.
I just want to say very quickly, we're very proud of your deputy director. He's from Detroit.
He is indeed. He is indeed, and speaks very fondly of his time as the head of the Detroit field office.
Well, Paul was beloved here, and it's even better now that he's there in Washington with you. We're glad you're coming to the Detroit Economic Club, and as the title of your speech implies, we are concerned about the evolving threats, and in so much of that, it means cybercrime, and we're very concerned about that. Tell me the importance of the FBI private sector partnerships you've talked about, Director Wray, in this evolving threat environment.
Well, Paul, I think people would be surprised by the degree to which today's and certainly tomorrow's national security threats are really everyone's threats, especially in the private sector. You know, really, it's from the boardroom to the kitchen tables, from Wall Street to Main Street, and then by the same token, surprised by the degree to which today's and tomorrow's FBI works and needs to work in partnership with the private sector and the community, the teaming up in common defense with shared objectives. And I'm looking forward to talking about all that with the Economic Club.
Well, the focus on the national security, as everyone's security, should be, frankly, straightforward and a no-brainer, but it's a good reminder how private sector engagement in all levels of police work, certainly on the local scene, we've always been told if we see something, say something, and do something. All this private sector engagement is crucial to ensuring we're in the best position to protect the American people.
That's absolutely right, Paul. And I think part of the reason for that, you mentioned the cyber threats. I'll just take that one as an example. You know, something like 85% of our nation's critical infrastructure is in the hands of the private sector. That's not true in certain kinds of very different sorts of countries around the world. And that, therefore, is in many ways the attack surface that our adversaries, both nation state and cyber criminals, are focused on. And so if we're going to be protecting the country, we need to be focused on protecting the victims or the potential victims, which in this case is in many instances businesses.
The director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, coming to town, and we're having a great conversation with him and with what's going on in our world, very specifically in Ukraine. My biggest concern would be not just Russia, because I think we can handle one or the other, but Russia and China teaming up against us would be a problem, and that goes for cybercrime as well.
Well, you're absolutely right. Both nations are very active cyber adversaries. Russia, of course, we're focused on and have been for quite some time, and we're certainly worried about and focused on the possibility of cyber retaliation by the Russians in the context of the sanctions that we and our allies have imposed on them. But China is in many ways the greatest threat our country faces, certainly long term. And on the cyber side, they have a bigger hacking program than that of pretty much every other major nation combined, and have stolen more of our personal and corporate data in the U.S. than every other nation combined.
Right.
So
right.
The scale of the threat is pretty dramatic.
And these threats, certainly, as we wrap it up with you, sir, the threats have certainly changed over time.
They have, and that sort of dovetails into the economic espionage piece, which sometimes is through cyber, but sometimes through other means, and it's particularly a concern on the China front. In the old sort of spy versus spy Cold War model, while still very much a phenomenon, in many ways has been supplanted by stealing innovation, intellectual property, trade secrets, again, information in the hands of the private sector. And so, again, that premium that we talked about and that I will be talking about of teaming up, working in partnership, FBI, private sector, in a common defense.
Well, it's a pleasure speaking with you in advance of your visit here. Thank you very much, FBI Director Christopher Wray. We'll look forward to seeing you in Detroit.
Thanks, Paul.
And it's going to be a fireside chat with the director of the FBI, and you can join the Detroit Economic Club for that chat with Director Ray. As always, you just go to econclub.org, econclub.org, 11:30 at Motor City Casino Hotel. And the title again, Accomplishing the Mission, Bringing New Partners to the Fight to Counter Evolving Threats, something all of us should be aware of and concerned with as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.